Good afternoon. It is 1:30 p.m. on Monday, September 17, 2018. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Brian Krashus and Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak, do you?
I do not.
I'll turn it over to the portfolio holder. We only have one item on the agenda. I'll turn it over to the portfolio holder, Commissioner Krashus.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That item is as follows. I move the Commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company, tax reform effects, gas utility rates, case number PU-18-156.
Second.
On August 27, 2018, Northern States Power Company and the Public Service Commission advocacy staff filed a settlement agreement in response to the 2017 Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. In the agreement, the savings from the TCJA will be retained by NSP to offset costs to the Fargo Manufacturing Gas Plant remediation project, thereby reducing the level of remediation costs that may be requested in future rates. The issues to be considered in this matter are whether or not the agreement is just and reasonable. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing may file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by October 23rd, 2018. If deemed appropriate, the Commission can determine the matter without a hearing. For more information, contact the Public Service Commission here at the State Capitol at 701-328-2400. And this is to, I think the word special is a little aggressive in this case, but this is to allow the public the opportunity to comment on the proposed settlement that has been submitted.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Is there a notice of opportunity for hearing on the TCGA issue in general that this is already covered, or do we actually need to have a second one? Or maybe there wasn't a first one.
I asked that question as well, and the response I received from staff is that that we should issue a notice of opportunity for hearing, and so I went with their recommendation in terms of presenting the motion.
Is there any further discussion? Since you're not all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
That concludes my...
Okay, the only announcement, I guess the next regular scheduled meeting is next Wednesday at the normal time, I believe, even though I don't have it with me.
No, it's at 3, I think.
It's at 3 o'clock on September 26th. Good point. Good memory. And there is a work session at 2 o'clock in this room, and I don't remember the case number, but...
18-223.
With that, this special commission meeting is adjourned.
Okay, I have to ask for you to explain this a little bit more on the settlement. All the money is going to be retained by Xcel Energy, and this was for a Fargo gas plant?
For the manufactured gas plant that was in the downtown area of Fargo. It operated between 1885 and 1960. It was actually demolished in 1969, and an apartment complex was built on site. But what happened, which was common at the time, the building was demolished, but some of the underground pipes and I believe even storage tanks were left in place. Those tanks had been compromised over the course of time, and the soil, it was found after testing, to be contaminated. So then the cleanup became a part of the equation. And it's roughly the cost that's a part of the record is the $15 to $20 million in uncovered costs projected after insurance comes into play. And the amortization, the savings from the TCJA are right around $1.2 million a year in terms of what that would mean in terms of relief. The cleanup costs, if you amortize the $15 to $20 million over 12 to 16 years, is $1.25 million. So this would offset that cost, but you know there are other questions in terms of first accepting the settlement and deeming this a recoverable cost. I mean, that's a very big question that has to be answered.
So the point that the company is making then, if I can extrapolate a little bit, is that by using the savings from the TCJA, then customers won't see any increase in their bills for the cleanup costs.
That would be correct.
And again, I think it's important to emphasize on this because the first time I thought about this, it kind of flashed into my head, so it probably will some others. You know, this isn't a Fargo issue. It's a utility company issue. And so if it weren't for the TCJA.
Tax cuts.
We would still be dealing with this, and XL's costs for North Dakota's portion of the cost of this cleanup would be spread to utility companies across the state, just like if it were a new facility going up, it would be spread across. So I think it's important to emphasize this isn't a Fargo issue. It's a XL Energy of North Dakota issue.
Do you know offhand how many XL customers, gas customers, there are in North Dakota?
I don't know the number.
Hold on. I might have it.
I could probably get that from the company, too. So.
I've got a number in mind, but I better, if Julie has it, that would be better yet. I'll refrain from potentially guessing. Unless I was right, then I would have known it. Now, XL was the last owner of the manufacturing gas plant.
I thought it might be listed in the settlement, but I don't see it.
There are really two unique elements in this. One is the fact that a TCJA even exists to be considered, and then there were thousands of these plants put up across the United States. So it's not unique in terms of what's happened across the country back in the day, but it's unique.
Sorry.
It's somewhat unique that this one has an apartment building sitting on top of it now, though.
Right.
Or had.
Or had?
Anything else?
Did you say had an apartment building on top of it?
Yeah, it's being removed.
Oh, it's being removed.
Yeah, demoing the department or apartment building to then get the soil cleaned out underneath and repack and.
I won't ask if it was part of Block 9. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, we will reconvene then for the work session at 2:00.